sugar helps the medicine go down. When testing is done, all should be taken into account, starting with children taking our spelling test in order to pass, we have to write something on the test. If you refuse, the grade was never given. There's no way to tell how we did. If you're the teacher who had to evaluate, you couldn't possibly think the child is dumb, because there's so much more that hasn't been revealed. This example is find out whether one is smart or not, because we have to move on. In the world today, we receive healthy lies from an industry where they're not entirely sure if their children already be passed over the counter, pushing them towards skepticism. When testing what we receive, there is no testing for all outcomes. It's only until they're pretty sure this won't do harm. The mindset of since this hasn't shown us anything bad yet, therefore it must be safe. Which is a logical reason, even we continue to go to the same place if it meets our expectations. But with lives on the other end, I feel all should be taken into account. How can you truly prove something is harmless unless you test every solution? How can you consider something good if you stop that good enough? Opioid addiction is obscenity in plain sight. When the average person hears of the issue of people in America being addicted to opioids, we are concerned but not in complete realization of what America is dealing with. I'm concerned that all we see is the tip of the iceberg. Little do we know that in 2016, 214 million prescription opioids were given out. In that same year, 11 million people abused the opioids, along with claiming 64,000 lives in America alone, by far exceeding the amount claimed by Carson in 2017 at 40,000. At this rate, it's about time to put some sort of seatbelt on pharmaceuticals. Now interview Mr. Parrish, who did an eye search on the pharmaceutical industry. Do you believe opioid addiction is a pharmaceutical or a personal issue?
I think that opioid addiction is more of a pharmaceutical issue because oftentimes it is prescribed to people without them knowing the adverse side effects. They don't understand how easy it is to get addicted to it and how strong some opioids actually are.
Now, how do you think the pharmaceutical industry should go about this issue?
I think, first off, they should be more open about how addictive it is. There's not much acknowledgement about the side effects of opioids by the companies themselves. So I think they should be more open about what they're prescribing to people. I also think that many opioids are just too strong in general.
If we see these side effects with things such as opioids, do you believe other medication might not be secure?
World countries, the United States of America's healthcare system and the way they manage pharmaceutical companies is horrible compared to other first world countries like in Europe. They oftentimes let companies do their own testing on products, which makes them unsafe. So there's plenty of products on the market that aren't good for people, but all the companies have to do is put a warning label on it that is tiny and in the back that people probably won't read, and then it'll cause them personal harm because of this.
2016 with the opioids, will there be another prescription putting us in danger? More than likely, yes. If there isn't a strict set of tests to prove the drug is harmless, watch an opportunity to go wrong. We all know chance certainly is a thing, which can give us reward or strike us by chance. Lastly, I'll be interviewing Monique Kilo for her first-hand experience with discovering unknown side effects. Having been given birth control medication that produced high levels of estrogen that caused several tumors in and out of the liver. What were your thoughts after realizing it was the medication you were taking that was the cause of your tumors?
My first thought was, how could this have happened? I found out that it was very rare, and it seems like after a long period of time, the doctor would have suggested something different, a different type of birth control that would have been safer.
And do you feel that you should have been aware of those side effects?
I feel that I should have been aware of the situation. They should have checked into it more thoroughly.
Wrapping up all of us, industry seems to be failing itself, not entirely, but if you consider the industry is built to save lives, it seems to be creating more problems after the first visit. Not the way to go about things. Whether they know the side effects or not, it's definitely something to further research. Not promoting to neglect pills and the medicine we all take. They're vital to our survival, showing us that our life expectancy has risen over the years. Showing progression is occurring, therefore the medicine we take does indeed work. But like McDonald's, they will feed you, you will be full for the moment, but you will not be satisfied. If we take medicine, pushing us towards risk of other health diseases, we are not healthy. The objective of health should be making our lives well, not making our lives living hell.